The employees responsible for security at airports do not currently have the right to collectively bargain with the Transportation Security Administration. But at Tampa International Airport yesterday, local union members, including President of West Central Florida Federation of Labor, Central Labor Council, Robert Ray, expressed their support for the transportation security officers.
Because as it is now, the previous administration stopped that and was not allowing them to organize, to work under a collective bargaining agreement. Many people, CEOs, executives, all across this nation, they work with contracts. They don't take a job unless they get a contract. And that's all these men and women want, is a contract of a working agreement.
Aaron Wozlevec, a national organizer with the American Federation of Government Employees, was one of 14 union members to sign a solidarity pact supporting the transportation security officers. Wozlevec says TSOs should have the right to collectively bargain, in part because of high injury rates and other working conditions.
TSOs also have virtually no whistleblower protections and are in constant fear of management retaliation. They are subject to unfair hiring practices, inconsistent agency regulations, and unjust leave restrictions and policies. Because of workplace issues such as low pay, discrimination, and management harassment, TSOs suffer from low morale, and TSA has the worst attrition rates in the federal government.
That low morale, according to Democratic State Representative Bill Heller, leads to an unsafe level of employee turnover.
When you have that much attrition, it tells you something. It tells you that the employee is not having the kind of working conditions that he or she deserves. And when we think about security in airports, you know, it's very hard to fathom that you have that kind of attrition and that much turnover, because you got to retrain folks, you got to bring them up to speed and so forth. And those of us who travel are relying very much on the capabilities of those individuals to do the job right.
In September, President Barack Obama selected Errol Struthers to head the Transportation Security Administration. Heller hopes that Struthers will be confirmed quickly by the Senate.
I think he will be good for TSA. He does support collective bargaining rights for employees. That says it should be. And so we need to move that nomination along and get the Senate to bring them. But one thing about it also, maybe I also have concerns, though, whether it's Errol or it's somebody else, of that individual having the sole authority as an administrator to determine whether or not employees have collective bargaining rights.